This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
5:30. The work whistle has blown. You're rolling home. WEEI Afternoons happy to keep you company for about another half hour or longer. Then, of course, you guys are not going to want to miss a second of tonight's matchup between the Red Sox and the Rays from Steinbrenner Field. All 9,800 of them at 7:05. 6:05, of course, is the start of your Mass Mutual pregame show with the tremendously talented and always outstanding Christian Arcand. Look, you know, Mego, as we were grousing about the Sox previously in the last break, it's not that we're like, oh, fair weather fans, here we go. Oh, entitled town at it again. Boston media, Sox, blah, blah. It's just, has it been, I hate to ask this question, like, by and large, has it been fun to watch the Sox yet? I feel like it hasn't more often than it has.
Two series. You got two good series. You got Baltimore and you got the Cardinals. And then other than that, it's been smelly. So that's the reality of it.
Yeah, and they barely got, like, they barely won yesterday. You needed your stopper, your newly acquired ace, to beat the team that he came from, that you traded with a couple of months back, to step in and mow those guys down like you expected the rest of the team to be able to handle and do, just to be able to escape without a win. And that wasn't even that great a win as well. Again, 6 runs, 3 games against the White Sox. My God.
But it's so early. This is what you got to focus on, okay?
Now we're back there.
We got Mike Vrabel tomorrow. He's going to get you inspired for the draft and basically tell you that he's taking it over, so don't worry about it. And then Easter Sunday, you resurrect the title run because you get game one. The NBA playoffs for the Celtics. So you got all this other fun stuff to watch. You just keep the Celtics on the back burner. You keep listening to the pregame, postgame, and WEEI, but you don't need to get stressed out yet, guys. Like, it's not even, what is it, tax day? It's not even tax day yet, okay? You can't get stressed out before tax day. Everybody take a breath, enjoy all your other sports workings, and the Red Sox will sort themselves out.
All right. Okay, if that's what you say, let's take it to the phones and see what the good people of EEI listenership have to say.
Unless you want to call and complain about Tristan Casas, because I do find that enjoyable.
Yeah, I may have to walk that one back. We may have to do a new segment here on the show called Retake, where you get a chance to walk a take back. And my idea that you can't trade Casas because he could potentially be such a dynamite impact offensive player and is so fascinating, I might be out on that a hell of a lot sooner than later. So
it's crazy. He just had so many opinions on the lineup and the roster during spring training. I don't know where all this hatred's coming from.
I know. And don't you just, you know what, I, as a manager or a GM, Dan, president of baseball operations, whatever you call him.
Both of which Casas was being during the offseason. Yes, continue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. You got to just love when someone who has barely earned their spot in the majors, when someone who's barely earned their spot in the majors comes in and tells you how to do your work that you've been doing for decades, it's got to be the best.
I'm sure. And Cora, as you mentioned, he's very affable. He's going to go along with just about anything. I would love to know how he would respond to that. But yeah, that would rub me the wrong way just a bit.
God, would I love to get Cora to come out for a couple of cold ones with us and tell us how he really feels about all this. But until then, let's hear how you guys feel about all this. Hey, there's Tim in Hanover. Tim, how are you?
Great, man. Love hearing Mego and Fitzy keep it real. That's what it's all about, man. I mean, they made a few good moves, but someone already anointed them to go to the World Series. Come on, man. That's far from it. We just hope they do good. But I can say their bats, they go silent. But, you know, look at the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets. They're all, like, super quiet. So it comes and goes. They go on runs. Let's see what happens. You know what I mean? So hopefully it'll come through.
Yeah, hopefully they will, Tim. Thanks. Appreciate the call. EJ is in East Boston. EJ, what's good?
Hey, guys. How are you? While Mego was listing off all the events going on Sunday, she forgot the most important, which was WrestleMania. But anyways.
Let's go.
No, that is not sports. That is entertainment.
What?
That is choreographed.
Don't be a snob.
Nonsense.
It's a performance. Don't be a snob.
For someone who's been in the entertainment business, you should know it's sports entertainment, pal.
Let's go.
Going back to the take about maybe the lack of, you know, veteran homegrown leadership, you know, being part of some of the defensive miscues. You know, if you just look at, I think it's a bit overrated. If you look at the teams last year that were, you know, bottom of the league in errors, meaning they committed the least amount of errors, it was all teams that essentially bought players on their infield. You know, Arizona with Ketel Marte, Atlanta with Matt Olson at first, the Twins with Carlos Correa. Like, I think water is going to find its level with the bats, if I can be an optimistic Red Sox fan. And I think you will, if Story can stay healthy, and I know that's a massive, massive if.
Huge if.
But I do think eventually those two guys on the left side of the infield will help Campbell's glove at second, but they got to keep playing him at second. Putting the kid in left and putting him in center is never going to help him. Other than that, thanks for the call, guys, and Roman Reigns to win the triple threat on Sunday. Take care.
There you have it. All right.
Tribal Chief, acknowledge him.
All of you, yeah, acknowledge me, please. Acknowledge this. And I was a huge wrestling fan growing up, but at a certain point, once you get to be a certain age as an adult, aren't you supposed to be like, yeah, no, I watch for the kids?
It was explained to me this way because I married a wrestling fan. And he yes. He doesn't like watch a lot, but the major events he'll turn on here and there and like let me know what's going on with the storyline. And he explained it to me. He's like, you consider yourself an intelligent, critical thinker, and you consume a disgusting amount of Bravo reality TV shows. This is the male Bravo. And I said, all right, I can't look down my nose at that. Who am I to yuck your yum? You know, this is, go out and enjoy this. So he gave me a completely, different perspective.
I don't know if I ever want to hear that phrase again. Who am I to yuck your yum?
Yeah, we all have our stupid things that we're into. And so, hey, that's yours. And now if you're at WrestleMania and you got the phone up.
Here we go.
And you're trying to record the whole thing.
Put it down.
And stunt on everybody. Now we got a problem.
And stunt on everyone.
Yeah. That I'm not cool with.
The storylines have gotten a little better, I will say.
Like, how so?
I don't know.
Like more believable?
You know, it is like a men's soap opera. I'm not like Keith or your
How
husband.
So? Did Cody Rhodes solve the crisis in Gaza?
Yeah, he finished the story. Absolutely.
Are there ever like secret relationships in the wrestling world where it's like
Triple H married Stephanie McMahon? Mm-hmm. I think that was like
No, but
that's
I mean
not
like
so,
no.
If you
yeah,
know
undercover
it's not so
for
secret.
A little
I mean,
while I mean
as part of the storylines cuz you say it's like a soap opera, does it ever happen that one of the wrestlers has a secret romance with like a female wrestler and her wrestling team is against it, like, or is it always just I'm the bad guy and you're the good guy and now I'm turning heel and you have to be the bad guy?
No. Yeah, there's been a romantic tension between John Cena and The Rock for decades now.
Yeah, there you go. And during the Vince era, it got
a
little,
he's made
it
a
got White
Lotus-y
crazy.
What do you mean?
Are you asking?
What do you mean?
I'll just leave it there.
Now I'm in. WrestleMania has White Lotus aspects to
well,
it.
Well, during the Vince era, and yeah, even still today, it can get a little risque. I mean, I'll leave it at that. But yeah, some of the storylines are crazy.
I'll be honest. I miss all of the videos of Vince McMahon's heavy-handed, ham-fisted, over-the-top acting, like in the videos he would do with Stone Cold. Like where he's in the hospital bed and Stone Cold comes in as the doctor and just brings a whooping on it.
Yeah.
Like that was so comical. When stuff like that would come across the old TL.
When he drove the bear truck into the arena and sprayed everyone with beer. It's just fun. That's a show. Yeah. It's just fun.
I don't know. It's just not the same. By the way, what's up with Cena? In the heel turn now. Is that going to be a long-term heel turn?
Yeah, so he's going to fight WrestleMania Sunday.
Fitzy's like shutting down the collar. Don't even mention it. And now he's trying to get caught up on all his
stuff. I don't like it. But if somebody did, what's going on Sunday?
As somebody who's on a radio show in the afternoon and has to keep his finger on the pulse of what the pop culturati are talking about, I need to know these things.
I think they should combine the worlds of Bravo and WWE. Then we could all enjoy it together.
I would love to watch the Vanderpumps fight The Rock and John Cena. That would be amazing.
Well, unfortunately, the old cast was retired, so we don't even know what the new cast is going to look like. Fitzy, you sound like a real casual right now.
I'm coming across as a basic and a casual.
So much for knowing about pop culture over there.
Yeah, I know, right? Dan, do yourself a favor. Never watch an episode of any show on Bravo.
It's tremendous.
Can accomplish.
It will rot your
brain.
Dan,
from a production standpoint, you could stand to learn a lot from it. Okay, if you're trying to, they get ratings on cable TV like nobody else. Left.
I feel like I should be insulted by that.
I'm going to go check it out either way.
It's
incredible. Okay. I've taken my notes from them.
All right, fair enough.
Dan, who's on the bump tonight for Tampa and for the Red Sox?
Tanner Houck and Shane Boz, battle of the right-handers this evening.
Shane Boz. I don't think I've watched the Wizard of Boz deliver too many pitches. Houck was excellent in his last start. Unfortunately, that was wasted. So let's hope he can pick up the dub, and we are talking happier trails tomorrow. For your socks, 617-779-7937. If you are a basic or a casual, a wrestling fan of sports entertainment, a Vanderpumper or whomever.
Jones and I are going to have a premiere party for the Valley tomorrow. So, yeah, it's the Vanderpump spinoff, just so you know. A Bravo show.
It is?
Yeah. I've been texting with his wife about it. He's like halfway in.
I'm sad on both the inside and the outside as we go to commercial break here.
I was inviting you.
Well, it's very nice of you. Thank you. I have plans to wash my hair outside of the country tomorrow. It's Fitzy and Mego here on WEEI Afternoons, and we can't wait to host you for an oversized odds and ends to wrap things up coming up.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt.
stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.